navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm getting some little bleeps saying my connection may be a little unstable at the moment. We're getting some bad weather where I am. So if I freeze up, someone just let me know and I can try and switch the network I'm on. Now, today we are here to talk about summations. But before we do that, I need to encourage you, if you are not already an Academy member, you should join. There's lots of great benefits, special things we do for members only. And if you feel you've been getting a lot of value out of all the CLEs you've been getting for free, join us. Once you're a member, you can get on boards, you can change policy and law and really get involved in network. So I encourage you to do so. Now, today is part five. This is, if you could believe it, the last part of this series, the trial skills series, and it is appropriately ending at the last stage of the trial. So we are going to talk about summations and in an hour. And as many of you know, what I like to do is try and get through as much material I can talk about in the first hour. And then from 2 to 2:30, I will do Q&A. So please feel free to post your Q&A and I will get to everything starting at 2 o'clock. Sometimes I'll address if I can look at them when we take our little breaks for the codes and commercials, and I can come back and talk about it. Also, this is a community that we've been building. And so I don't profess to know everything by any means. So if a question is up there and anybody wants to throw in their thoughts, their comments, their answers in the Q&A, please do that. I really enjoy seeing the back and forth. And I'm always trying to learn as you are. That's why you're here. So I find that that helps. As in all of the CLEs I present, you may know a lot of this, you may know none of it. But if you take, you know, even a good tidbit away from the CLE to help you in your next summation, then it'll be worthwhile. At least that's my approach when I attend CLEs. So the summation is the end of the trial, and it's a very exciting part of the trial. Other than opening statement, it's the only time that you really have the opportunity, uninterrupted, hopefully, we'll talk about that, but really to control the content, control the delivery of what a jury is going to hear at trial. As much as we try to in our direct exams and our cross exams, there's witnesses, there's adversaries objecting. There's a lot of unknowns and X factors. But in a summation, like an opening, you have the jury, your audience sitting there. They want to hear from you. They want to hear what you have to say about what transpired in this trial, and you need to deliver. This is your time. It's your time to be creative, to be persuasive, to pull all the bits and pieces of the trial that you think support your theory of the case and provide that to the jury in a way that's going to sink in, that's going to get them to think, even about things that they didn't even notice were happening during the trial. You may have gotten something great out of a witness in one of your examinations to help you really make your case, and it lines up perfectly with the judge's charge, and the jury may not even caught it. And that's where you're going to deliver it to them, and you're going to explain the significance of that question and answer session in the case. So I am a plaintiff's lawyer. I've only given summations in a plaintiff